Oh my gosh, you guys are the most adventurous, fun, funny people we have ever met. And we just had so much fun. You never meet a stranger. We were there almost a month, and everything was so fantastic, we never wanted to leave the place we were in. So we definitely have to go back
So much to see and do there. And, yeah, we realized, and then when we looked at a map after we'd been there and looked at the amount of, you know, that we had covered of the coast, it was only a few hundred miles, and it's we said it would be like if you went to, you know, a little bit of Florida and thought you'd seen all of the United States or something like that. Obviously, we didn't nearly see what there is to see in Queensland or certainly the whole country of Australia. So, yeah, we definitely want to be back as soon as possible.
it's where we're at right now is maybe 13 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is.
Now, you told me not to tell you, but we're heading for a top of 35.
No, you can't tell me, but I know it's pretty. What? Oh, man.
It's bloody hot. That's what it is.
Well, yeah. Well, we're certainly the opposite here in New York right now.
I understand you're back in New York writing another book. What are you hoping to share with people this time?
Well, really, the thing that we discovered that's kind of the next phase of this story, obviously there's a lot of fun and interesting and funny things that have happened to us over the past few years to pick up after the first book lets off. But the big thing is that we now have made the next step in our empty nest journey, in that not only are all our kids out of the house, but they're all out of college, all have their own jobs and their own lives now. And so it does move us as parents to even a different level of, we don't have any responsibility now for our grown-up children at all. When they're still in college, you still have some responsibility. You're helping them financially usually, and they're going to want to come home at summers or holidays or whatever. Now it's a completely different thing. They are truly full-grown adults, and so that's kind of the ultimate, I guess, message at the end of this next book. It seems like we're kind of ahead of ourselves.
Yeah,
first book is just now coming out.
I hate to tell you this, but even if they're full-grown adults, once they have children, you'll be hearing from them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. And we're always, I mean, we realize you're never not a parent. It's just that being a parent has changed. You're not a parent every day to day like we used to be. But no, we'll always be their parents. They'll always be our kids. And, but the relationship does change.
Well, you've inspired me. My children are out. I have two grandchildren, and I can't wait to hit the road.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
Well, we love to hear stuff like that. Those are my favorite days when somebody says, you know, I went someplace because I read about your experience there. It just makes me so happy to, you know, just recently a woman who had been following us on Twitter for quite some time went to Prague on our recommendation. And every day she was there, she was sending pictures. And I swear, I'm just so happy when that happens, to see somebody happy because we inspired them a little bit. And that's what it's all about for us.
For those who are hearing about you guys for the first time, where can they follow your journey or pick up where you left off?
Well, there's several places that are good. GypsyNester.com is our website, and the book is called Going Gypsy, One Couple's Adventure from Empty Nest to No Nest at All, and that is available online at all the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the online book retailers. It's available, of course, as a paperback book, also as a Kindle ebook, or also as an audio book if you want to, you know, listen to it.
Well, Veronica and David, I think the ABC shop might have to get it in now. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Kim.